Families have given authorities the go-ahead to use bulldozers, cranes and other heavy equipment in efforts to recover 59 teenagers who remain buried in the rubble of a collapsed school building in Indonesia. Rescuers say they have found no signs of life after calling out for those still trapped and using motion detectors and scanners to search for movement or vital signs in the ruins of the Al-Kazini School, located in the East Java town of Sidoarjo, some 772 kilometres east of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. Six deaths have been confirmed since the building collapsed on Monday. The Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency chief, Suryanto, says the move from rescue to recovery is a reluctant one.
For 3 days, the locals have held their ground here. When we explained the situation to them, they reacted as they humanly would. They cried, some screamed, because they're still hoping that there would be survivors. But of course, we had to tell them the truth. We told them, we're also hoping all 59 would make it, but we just can't wait. So in the end, they agreed for the heavy equipment search.